Welcome to Remind Podcast. Listen to your body. Listen to what your body is telling you. Remind is here to give you simple needed reminders and tips to reshape your mind and fill your day with positivity. This is your host, Carson Ryder, and I invite you to listen to today's message with an open heart and an open mind so we can grow together in this space. Listen to your body, listen to your mind. I feel like this is something that is easier said than done. You know those times where, you know, maybe you have a plan and it comes to that day and you've just had a long, rough day, but you don't want to cancel and you're like, no, like, I just want to push through, like, I can do it. And then you go and it's just like not a good time and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I low-key wish I would have listened to my body. I wish I would have listened to myself. I just experienced that last night. I was so exhausted. I was on 5 hours of sleep. I'd been at school all day, like, and I had a great time. Actually, okay, I had a okay time. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I was just exhausted, and I knew that I was before I even went. And, you know, my body kind of told me, hey, maybe you should just stay home tonight, you know, like, you can always reschedule. But I was like, no, like, you know, we had plans, like, I really want to go. And I still had a good time for what it was, but the fact that I pushed my body to such a point of exhaustion, like, I ended up just having a whole cry, like, a whole, I'm not gonna say mental breakdown, it wasn't a mental breakdown, but it made me very emotional, and it made a lot of things, I don't know, it just, I was going through it. I was just going through it. But yeah, so I just want to remind everybody, you know, like, it is okay to, and this is like really a reminder to myself as well, it is okay to reschedule. It is okay to listen to your body, because oftentimes, you know, like, you may fear that you're gonna miss out. You may feel bad for the person that you had these plans with. And granted, you know, it is hard to find a balance between, like, should you just push through it, or do you really need to, like, spend time with yourself and set those boundaries for yourself? Honestly, I would say 9 out of 10 times, listen to your body. You know, you might miss out on something, but the other side is that you miss out on taking care of yourself. And if you can't take care of yourself, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So I just want to invite you guys to really listen to your body, be in tune with your mind, your body, and your spirit. Your time is valuable, your worth is valuable, and Lord knows that there is not enough time in the world. So prioritize yourself, prioritize your spirit, prioritize your well-being, and trust your body, trust spirit, and know that you are not missing out on anything by listening to your body. This is all with love. Obviously, when the time comes, you want to push yourself, but I feel like there's times when you know that you need to listen to your body. So I invite you to do that today. And before we get out of here, I just want us to take some deep breaths together. If you can, put your hands on your heart. If you're free hands right now, if you have free hands right now, like, I don't know if you're driving, I'm not sure what you're doing, but let's all just take a deep breath together, in through the nose, out through the mouth, one more in through the nose, let it all out, and one final breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And I invite you all to love yourself today, love someone else today, and truly just let yourself be in tune with your mind, body, and spirit. God bless you guys. I love you and have a great day.